Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Hey, on Thursday, we won't be in the studio here. We'll be down at the Staples Center for Big Kings game.
Yeah, that's Thursday night. Wow, that came up real quick.
Day after tomorrow.
You know what? That's even quicker because today feels like Monday because we weren't here yesterday and it's Tuesday already. Yeah, I said it, man.
It's Taco Tuesday out at Del Taco, right? Three tacos for a buck?
I don't know if they're still doing that promotion, Tim.
I think they are. I don't know. All right, it's 9 o'clock. That must be news with Rob and everyone.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Oh, so many things, especially due to the long weekend.
Yeah.
Well, as you are already...
It's like doing the news at the zoo, hon.
Many distractions, but that's okay. We'll power through. Well, as you know now, KLXS is...
What station?
Take two. I can never say the blame station. KLSX, his very own Adam Carolla, made a very important announcement on his morning show today. This news of his participation with Dancing with the Stars rocked the morning show staff. And here is some audio of his proclamation, which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
A-199. Carolla with Dancing with the Stars, everybody.
Here's the thing about this show. It's a mammoth show, and for me, ironically, not as big a show as it is for a lot of you who are listening and a lot of probably folks like Teresa Strasser. The name of the show is Dancing with the Stars.
No effing way!
Yes effing way.
All right. She was very excited, that Teresa.
Wow, she really got into it.
Yeah.
And that was the official announcement that that's the show he's going to be on?
It's official.
All right. What else is in the news,
well,
Robin?
Well, former NBA great Charles Barkley made remarks that were perceived as anti-Christian in an interview on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. When Blitzer asked Barkley to clarify his remarks, Barkley made it clear that he did not misspeak. Here is some audio of Mr. Barkley speaking his mind on conservative Republicans. B-124.
All right. B-124. Charles Barkley, man.
Hey, I live in Arizona. I got great respect for Senator McCain. Great respect. But I don't like the way the Republicans are taking this country. Every time I hear the word conservative, it makes me sick to my stomach because they're really just fake Christians, as I call them. That's all they are. But I'm going to vote Democratic no matter what.
All right. There he goes. One of the true geniuses of all time.
I'm sure the Democratic Party is...
You'd be thrilled.
Happy to have a spokesperson with that, with them smarts.
You know what? He says he throws up every time he thinks about Republicans. I think he throws up every time he has a 15 showing, and the dealer has a face card, and he takes a massive hit.
Well, most people, that doesn't sit well with most people. So
yeah, you know. This guy's lost like $10 million.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's what they say. He lost $10 million gambling.
Well, he's,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, Charles Barkley has spoken that all Republicans are lunatics.
Yeah, that's unfair.
All right.
Definitely. If you need me, by the way, to say it's not true, I'll say that for you, Tim.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, who cares? I mean, I don't even know why that guy's in the news anymore.
Well, Robin...
Does the NBA, right?
Well, right, and because Robin selected the story.
Huh.
Brian would find it interesting, but maybe not.
Do you know Charles Barkley?
No.
Well, we've met a few times. He's very polite, very lovely man, but...
No, of course...
He's going to speak his mind.
By the way, don't say I don't find it interesting. I do find it interesting. I mean, I don't agree with it. It's an extreme statement. It's the type of statement that when a guy like Tim hears a person make a statement like that, it's just ammunition for a guy like Tim to say, see, they're out to get us, So
no, if it was anybody else, I mean, it would be different, but it's Charles Barkley.
Right. So you kind of consider, you go,
Who cares?
Right.
All right. Robin, what else is in the news?
Well, Denise Richards is opening up her life to reality TV cameras. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife has agreed to tape the show despite trying to bounce back from her messy divorce with a Hollywood star. American Idol host Ryan Seacrest will produce the untitled Denise Richards show, which will hit the E! Channel in the summer. And here is some audio of Denise Richards talking about her new venture. R-188.
Denise, Richard, and the kids, right?
Oh, the whole family.
Oh, boy.
I'd love people to see what I'm really like and then judge for themselves. And if they still hate me, then that's their choice.
Jesus, I didn't know a lot of people hated Denise Richards.
I don't know that she's. I didn't know that she was a target for hatred. I mean, she's very hot.
Yeah.
Is she eccentric? Is she odd? Like, I mean, obviously they wouldn't be doing the show. I mean, they wouldn't be producing the show if there wasn't something to her. If she didn't have some sort of eccentric quality. So I'm sure.
Living with the Richards. What's the title of the show going to be?
The Untitled Denise Richards Show.
Ah, all right.
Well, right, so it's untitled. The title is not The Untitled Denise Richards. Right,
well,
right.
You never know.
Right. Hanging with the Richards.
Right.
Keeping up with Denise Richards.
I'd love people to see what I'm really like and then judge for themselves. And if they still hate me, then that's their choice.
By the way, The Untitled Denise Richards Show is not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, The Untitled Denise Richards Show.
Right, if you're over there at E, I should call Ryan. You know, we're friends.
Right, but isn't she getting enough dough from the two men show? I mean,
you mean the sitcom?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I you would think maybe, but nothing.
Is she getting half of that dough? The Charlie Sheen money?
Well, nothing.
Gotta be getting get a big piece of that, right?
Right, but there's nothing like having your own vehicle, your own show.
I don't know, man.
Got her own.
I hate to say this. Right. I can't believe. Boy. You know, these women, and I hate to get down on that sex, Robin, because I know how much you fight for women all the time. But when these women they marry these guys, right? And they're big producers, big directors, and in this case, a big actor, Charlie Sheen.
Right.
She probably has, and I don't know the bookkeeping. I don't know if she's, got any addictions that'll bite into this account of hers.
Right. We haven't seen the account.
But I'm sure she has millions and millions of dollars and lives in a beautiful house on the coast somewhere. I'm probably about 98% sure that those two statements are right.
That's probably true. I mean, I wouldn't argue that.
Then why put your kids through this nightmare of doing a TV show?
Ego.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's also these wives of the producers and directors and writers in Hollywood, and these guys go off, they bust their ass, they make millions of dollars, and then these wives feel like they have nothing to do,
right?
And they got to get back into society. They've got to feel like they're participating.
Want to motivate themselves,
right? So they open up a stupid ass shop on Ventura Boulevard between Whitsitt and Laurel, mm-hmm. right? And that shop sits there, and they'll sell Egyptian frames and
or feng shui things,
I don't know. Ivory statues or something. I don't know. They got something going on that there's never a customer. I mean, you walk down the boulevard, you walk down Ventura Boulevard, and you stick your head in any of these businesses.
Empty.
And other than Art's Deli, everybody is just sitting there, clicking their teeth.
Yeah, man.
Waiting for somebody to come in.
Right.
And those shops are all run by the wives of these big Hollywood executives.
The wives of the powerful.
Yeah. And it's just one money pit after the next.
Well, it's something
a chick that sells baby goose down, pillows.
Mm-hmm. But the way you have to consider it is, as far as the guy's concerned, if he has that kind of money, it's something for her to do, just to get her out of the house,
Yeah, but why does she have to do that?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
why doesn't she just, get on one of these, the Queen Mary 2 that goes around the world in 400 days and sit on that?
So if you won which you didn't, because we discussed it tonight, the Mega Millions, where you've
I wouldn't open up a shop on Ventura Boulevard.
But what if your wife said, I'd say million?
No.
No, you'd say
no.
All right.
No, please.
Okay.
Enough with the shops that, that don't have any customers. Because part of, of running a shop and
it's having a customer base.
Yeah, maybe having, moving some product.
Sure.
But there's nothing that moves on that street. There's nobody there.
Well, people walk down. The people move on the sidewalk.
The people walk around, and they don't go into these shops, and they don't buy any of that crap. Because, everyone has, this niche idea. They get all stoned, and they come up with this niche idea, oh, great, I'm gonna sell thimbles with little plants growing out of it.
Right.
All right, how many do you have to move a year to break even? About a million. And how many have you sold? Zero. All right, well, it doesn't seem like it's going the right direction.
Right, but you have an idea, though.
Yeah, I hope you and your other friends enjoy yourself at Arts. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, finally, a hunger for carnitas nearly led to carnage after a Fontana man was robbed of a bag of tacos at gunpoint.
Wow.
Yes, Police Sergeant Jeff Decker said the 35-year-old victim, Brent Grallman, had just bought $20 in tacos from a street corner stand Sunday night and was bicycling home when the suspect confronted him and demanded his tacos. Decker said the suspect grabbed the bag of food, punched the victim in the face, and began to flee.
Whoa.
Yes, and here we have exclusive audio of this altercation.
By the way, Jeff Decker, great name for a cop.
Police Sergeant Jeff Decker.
All right.
T-44.
A guy buys tacos and then gets hammered.
Hey, man, give me your money.
What? Well, I don't have any money. I just spent it all at the cactus stand.
Well, what do you have?
Dude, I have a bunch of tacos. I'll give you a taco.
All right, what do you got?
I got some carnitas. You like that?
What else?
I got ranchero chicken, beef barbacoa. Don't shoot me, dude. Chorizo, enchilito, lengua, chimichanga.
Don't you have any just normal tacos?
Dude, they had a special, exotic tacos, 10 for $10. How could you go wrong?
All right, give me all of them.
But dude, what am I going to eat? Come on.
All right, here. Have the chips and the hot sauce.
Taco. Grande.
Oh, no. All right, very good.
But didn't he get punched in the face, though, at some point?
No, I don't think so. He fled with the tacos.
But hold on just a second. I believe Robin's story, I believe you reported, Robin, that the...
I did. But the one detail I failed to mention was that he was punched in the face by a mime.
Oh, it was a mime.
No, wait, it must be. I mean, if that was in the story, I'm sure that it's on the...
Oh, there it is. Okay, very good.
That's the end of it. Okay. There he goes. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
All right, Robin in the news, everybody.
From America Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
Hey, Randy, do me a favor. Gina, can you hear us in there? Hey, send Gina in for a second. I want to see if... here she comes.
Yeah, there she is.
Hey, Gina Grant, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Well, just hanging out, doing the news with Robin.
Oh, how was that?
I noticed you guys don't make eye contact when she leaves.
Well, sometimes they, you know, but very rarely.
She's fine. She's lovely. Right. I have nothing bad to say.
Okay. All right. You were on a brand new radio show yesterday. Is that right?
I don't know if the radio show was brand new, but my appearance on it was brand new.
What did you do? What show?
I did Tiffany Granith's... Let me start that.
Who?
That was my Sam laugh. I don't know where that came from. Tiffany Granith.
That's her name. Granith.
Her show on Playboy Radio.
And was she a playmate? Sure.
No, she's gorgeous. She's really, really hot. I don't think she was ever a playmate.
But she could be. You think?
Yeah,
she,
yeah,
she
yeah.
has
she
a radio show. How'd they hear about you?
I think from this show.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah. Mm.
And now she's on what station? I mean, she's...
Oh, I forget the channel. It's on Sirius.
Playboy.
Yeah, the Playboy station.
It's like 188.
I think it's like 120. Maybe it is 188.
Right. 188 or 189.
And you know, sometimes actually, Tim.
It's Playboy Radio. No visual?
No.
They do tape it, though, because when I'm watching sometimes at home... in the very, very wee hours of the morning when I'm watching the Playboy channel, sometimes they show little vignettes of Playboy Radio, like little 90-second clips of what happened on Playboy Radio.
And do you like those?
Sometimes I do, yes, Tim.
Oh, good. Yes. All right, here's another one then for you. Here's Gina Grad with Tiffany Granith.
You know what else I look forward to? Are new and fun things. And I've got someone new, and she seems really fun. Oh, the wonderful Gina Grad with some sex in the news.
Oh, Bubbo. Oh, you're going to subject yourself to this?
Yeah,
she
fun.
Has. What do you mean going
all
to?
All right, all
she
right.
She has. By
sex
the way,
in the news.
Now, notice, I have a quick question about this.
Sure.
About this.
Sure.
About the sound effects. When she says sex in the news, there's a whoosh coming. There's some sort of...
It's like an Entertainment Tonight whoosh.
Yeah,
sex in the news.
Tiffany fires those off herself, or there's a guy they pay like we have Jerry to hit
the
buttons?
Well,
there's a gal. There's a gal?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Sex in the news. There she is.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
There you go. There you are.
I'm Gina Bad Mike. Great to be here. It's such a pleasure. Hi. Tiffany, we haven't met yet. I'm Gina Bad Mike. Nice to meet you. And, it's just a pleasure to be here. I listen all the time. I do. And want me to do a liner for you? Well, hello. This is Gina Bad Mike, and you're listening to Tiffany Granith.
So
The gal.
That was the gal.
The gal who does the whoosh was more concerned with the whoosh than
turn your
microphone.
Mic on.
Yeah, right. Apparently so.
Right, Jerry was working there that day.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Thank you.
There you go.
There you are. Okay, so I basically, for everybody out there, I'm like, just met Gina, and I said, you know what? It's fine. I don't want to know anything about you because I want to know everything on the air.
Save it for the air.
I'm going to save it for the air so the audience knows about you. Tell me about yourself.
A little lazy producing going on.
Wow. You know, just save it for the air because I just rolled in. So, you know, we'll just talk about it on the air. I mean, if you want to do it that way.
By the way, she knows a lot about you because she hears you on this show.
I don't think she listens. I don't think she asked for me.
I think she does.
Okay. All right.
Self. I am a producer of another radio show, the Conway and Whitman Show from 97.1 Free FM.
Nice.
Those guys are amazing. I'm constantly spoiled by them.
When are they on?
They're on 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Stop it for just a minute. Hey, Tiffany, sweetheart.
Okay,
Tiffany, you totally know when our show is on, okay, Tiffany.
I hope they ask you back, Gina.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay, you totally know when our show's on.
Okay.
Might null and void the conversation we had right after this segment.
No, she blame it on me. Just say on
Friday.
Right.
Okay. All right. So
and I do
listen.
The news for them as well.
Nice.
Yeah, the only trick with their news is they got really sarcastic with me right at the beginning and said, okay, well, if you're going to do the news, we're going to call you Robin, you know, like,
oh, we're like
Howard.
Quivers.
So,
yeah.
And because I do voices, mm-hmm. I do the news like Robin now, just to be funny.
Can you do her voice? I mean, like,
oh, sure.
Just give me like a little sample of how she would read, because that's pretty cool.
Okay. So yeah. In the news, we have, well, Jane Fonda, C-word slips, shocks, U.S. She actually was on the Today Show, and she ended up using the, well, I don't know if I can say, I guess I can say it, it's serious.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Even Tiffany loves it.
Yeah, Tiffany does love it. I mean, Tiffany really got into it.
Wow.
So we do that every
wow.
night.
That's
wow. awesome. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I'm a woman and you've come into my area. Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God, I'm like totally.
Did you guys hate each other at the
oh
end?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm
she's all right.
Oh my God, I'm totally threatened by you. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
Wow, I'm totally threatened by you.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
So we do that every night.
That's awesome. What other voices do you do?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That just freaked me out.
You're into
it. You can say
yes.
Awesome.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You just had a heart attack, didn't you? Yeah, that's
I didn't
awesome.
Don't like go on or
nothing.
Anything.
Nothing.
Who's that?
Isn't this great?
That's so me.
Well, don't get used to it, because then when you go back to your other show and you slip, right?
Oh, bad.
Did you have a heart attack?
All right. So you can swear over there.
All right. Did I hear a third person?
No, that was just me.
That's you. Okay.
That was a little talk over.
Here's another clip. Gina Grad on Playboy Radio, everybody.
Okay, well, thank
you're
you.
You're lovely.
Thank you. You are, too.
Thank
and
you.
You're lovely because you brought me some great news,
oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
Well, this is the thing I'm most excited about.
Okay.
This isn't ready just yet, but in the future, there's going to be a vasectomy that you can switch on and off with, like, the push of a button. Like,
what?
Like your car.
So it can just take your sperm out?
Well, kind of. Like,
okay.
Apparently, according to the article, there's going to be something you can implant in a man that will be like, you push the button like one of those key fobs, you know, like on a Saab.
Is that true that they're going to have that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a real news article. NewScientist.com.
Wow. So you prepped, I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I had like a million stories.
Good.
Man.
Did Tiffany notice it?
Kind of. No, but her producer appreciated it.
Yeah,
wow.
Like,
okay.
Apparently, according to the article, there's going to be something you can implant in a man that will be like, you push the button like one of those key fobs, you know, like on a Saab or an Audi.
That's
and,
awesome.
And you push it and it goes, doot, doot. I don't know if it'll make the noise. And it shuts. And the sperm can't get through.
Wow.
And then we're like, you know what?
Okay,
honey?
That's insane.
Yeah,
she
was a little drowsy.
I think it's time. I think we're ready. Okay, doot, doot. And then it goes up. Okay, I love that.
Yeah, I know. No, that's a leading story.
That is so futuristic. It is.
I know. It's so Gattaca.
Like, when is it coming out?
It doesn't say. It's amazing. And they said, you know, it's obviously going to work out some details. And what guy is actually going to use this? But I think it's perfect. And if it makes the noise, then you know he
he's doing it.
I like that. Doo, 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 doo. Yeah, just easy. Just so
glad you brought the tape in.
For the record, I didn't. I had no part of this. Randall, the scandal Wang.
Wow.
All right, very good. All right, so you do that every Tuesday, Monday?
No, I mean, I guess I'm going to be rocking that role Mondays
that is great.
At 11.
Hope they pay you for that.
They should pay you that we had this discussion. Now, was there another story or just so you had one story?
No, I had like 7 stories.
Oh.
Wow, you really kicked ass over
so
there.
How long?
All right, so Monday's what time, 11 a.m.?
Well, her show starts at 11, and it's the first thing they do.
Wow.
But she's cool. You know what?
Oh,
she's cool.
Oh, my God, no, totally. Wow.
Right.
Oh, my God, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, my God, wow. So, did you found all these stories on your own?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay,
Gina Grad,
okay,
everybody.
Wow.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Wow. I'm so totally threatened by you, okay? Okay. Wow.